بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. مكتب الموحدين بجزر البحر الكاريبي بالتعاون مع عده مساجد في الولايات المتحده يسرها ان تقدم لكم محاضره بعنوان عيسى نبي التوحيد لفضيله الشيخ عبد الله الناجمي حفظه الله تعالى. موحدين Publications in the Caribbean in conjunction with several مساجد in the US is pleased to present a lecture entitled Jesus, the Prophet of Tawheed by the Honorable Sheikh عبد الله النجمي، may Allah preserve him. يتفضل شيخنا مشكورا مجورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، فرصة طيبة وليلة سعيدة أن ألتقي معكم في هذه الليلة، وأسأل الله سبحانه أن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. إخواني الكرام، إن أهم المهمات وأوجب الواجبات توحيد رب البريات، فهو أول واجب على العبيد، إفراد الله سبحانه وتعالى بالعبادة، وهو الهدف والغرض من خلق الجن والإنس عبادة الله، كما قال ربنا جل وعلا: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون، إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. ومن أجل العبادة والتوحيد أرسل الله الرسل وأنزل الكتب، أرسل الرسل من لدن نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله سبحانه: ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن يعبدوا الله ويتنبوا الطاغوت. قال تعالى: وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. فكان لزاما إخلاص العبادة لله جل وعلا. وكل نبي يقول لقومه: يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. والأمر بالعبادة أول أمر في كتاب الله، كما قال الله سبحانه: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. اعبدوا الله الخالق لكم، الرازق لكم، المحيي لكم، المدبر لحالكم سبحانه وتعالى، الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. نعم،
أحسن الله إليك. الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by praising Allah, the Lord of everything in existence, and invoking His peace and blessings upon the best of creation, the best of all creation, our Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and all of his family and companions, and the tabi'in, those who followed them with perfection up until the day of resurrection. He then said, "My dear brothers, my noble brothers, this is indeed a blessed occasion, and I am very happy to be with you all this evening. ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me and you all knowledge which is beneficial and actions which are righteous. And I ask him to grant us all sincerity when it comes to our statements and our actions. My dear brothers, from the most important of things, in fact, the most important thing, is singling out the Lord of creation with worship. This is the very first obligation upon the servant, singling out Allah with worship. This is what Allah has made an obligation upon everyone he created, from the jinn and the humankind. This is the reason for bringing them into existence. As Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I created not jinn and humankind, except for worshipping me and me alone. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ الرِّزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ I don't want from them any provisions, nor do I want from them to feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ Indeed, Allah, He is the provider, the owner of strength, the firm. It is for the reason of worshipping Allah and singling out Him with worship that our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all of the messengers from Nuh alayhi salam up until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everyone in between. It is for that noble purpose that Allah sent down the divine books of revelation for worshipping Him. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ We verily sent in every nation a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah and leave alone the false deities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَمِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُوهُ And never did we send a messenger before you, except that we revealed to him that there is no true deity except me, so worship me, and me alone. It is an obligation upon every servant to have sincerity in his worship, singling out his Lord of worship, and not directing absolutely any action of worship towards anything or anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every prophet said to his people, absolutely every prophet said to his people, Ya qawmi abudullah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. O my people, worship Allah, you have no true deity except Him. And the very first commandment that we find in the book of Allah is the commandment for worshipping Allah and worshipping Him alone. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you people, worship your Lord, the one who created you and everyone who came before you, so that perhaps you may attain piety and taqwa. We are to worship and single out with worship the one who created us, the one who sustains us, the one who disposes of all our affairs. This is our purpose for being on this earth. Tafadhal Shaykhna.
أنه لا تصح العبادة ولا تقبل عند الله إلا بأن تكون خالصة لله عز وجل وصوابا على سنة رسول الله عز وجل ولهذا قال ربنا سبحانه وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة قال عز وجل فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين أنا لله الدين الخالص وفي الحديث القدسي في صحيح مسلم قال الله تعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك معي في غيري تركته وشركه فيجب أن نخلص العبادة لله حتى تكون مقبولة عند الله ولهذا أول أركان الإسلام شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله كما في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. فلماذا كان هذا الركن هو الأول؟ لأنه أساس في صحة باقي الأركان. لا تصح لا الصلاة ولا الصيام ولا الحج ولا الزكاة ولا غيرها من العبادات ما لم تبنى على التوحيد الخالص لله عز وجل، وأن تكون العبادة صوابا على سنة رسول الله. فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله ركن الإخلاص وشرط الإخلاص، وشهادة أن محمد رسول الله ركن المتابعة. فمن صلى مخلصا لله لكن أدى الصلاة على غير سنة رسول الله فهي مردودة، ومن صلىها على السنة يعني في هيئتها لكنه لم يرد بها وجه الله كمن يصلون نفاقا كحال المنافقين النفاق الاعتقادي فلا تقبل منهم، نسأل الله السلامة. وكذلك أيها الإخوة، أي عبادة مع وجود الشرك لا تقبل. ولهذا كفار قريش كانت لهم أعمال، لكن هل تنفعهم تلك الأعمال مع وجود الشرك؟ لا. قال عز وجل: وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. قال سبحانه: والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه الله سريع الحساب. أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. توحيدك يا عبد الله أول ما تسأل عنه في قبرك عن توحيدك، من ربك أي ما معبودك. وتسأل في عرفات القيامة عن توحيدك، ماذا كنتم تعبدون وماذا أجبتم المرسلين. نعم.
Sheikh Abdul Ta'ala continued saying, also what shows us the importance of worshipping Allah and worshipping Him with Tawheed is the fact that any good action, any good deed that a servant performs for the sake of Allah will not be accepted until and unless that act of worship is performed with sincerity, meaning that it's done only for the sake of Allah and when it's done in according to the sunnah of the messenger that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent to guide humankind. Allah says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُرُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were commanded not, except to worship Allah with sincerity to Him in the religion. And Allah says, فَعْبُرِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ أَرَارِ اللَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. So worship Allah with sincerity to Him in the religion. Verily, to Allah belongs the sincere religion. And in the Hadith Qudsi, reported in Sahih Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I am the least needed of partners of having any partner. I am the one who is least in need of having any partner. So anyone who does a deed and ascribes to me a partner in it, I will leave him and his deed. So it is an obligation for a person to have sincerity towards Allah in worshipping Him, so that his deeds will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very first of the pillars of Islam is declaring this sincerity and singling out Allah with worship. As we find in the two Sahihs from Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam is built upon five pillars of Islam. The first of which is testifying that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger, then establishing the salah, giving the zakat, fasting Allah, and performing the hajj. Why is it that this is the very first of the pillars? This pillar, the testimony of faith, is the foundation for all the other pillars. No matter how much a person performs the other acts of worship, they will not be accepted of him until and unless that first pillar is in place, because that first pillar is the foundation for everything else. No matter how much a person prays, his prayers will not be accepted until and unless he is performing them only for the sake of Allah and in accordance with the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger. When a person testifies to La ilaha illallah, he is testifying to ikhlas. He is testifying to the fact that nothing and no one deserves worship except Allah. And when a person testifies to Muhammad Rasulullah, he is testifying to the fact that every act of worship that he performs must be done in accordance to the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person were to pray, if he were to make salah sincerely, wanting nothing but Allah's pleasure, but he did so in a way not prayed, not performed by Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that prayer would not be accepted. Conversely, if a person were to pray just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performing all of the sunnahs of the prayer and so on and so forth, but he didn't want to please Allah through that prayer, he had something else that he was trying to achieve, like is the situation of those who pray, the hypocrites, those who are hypocrites and they pray out of nifaq. May Allah protect us from that. Likewise, even if they were to pray perfectly in accordance with the sunnah, that prayer would not be accepted. And so no good deed is accepted, no act of worship is accepted, until and unless it meets these two criteria. It is done solely for the sake of Allah, and it is done in accordance with the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The disbelievers of Quraysh, the pagans, they had good deeds that they did. However, those good deeds will be of no avail to them. They will not count because they were not done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says about the likes of those who do such good deeds, but without sincerity and without following the Messenger, قَرِبْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we approached the deeds that they did, and we made them as scattered particles of dust. So the deeds of such people will be scattered. They will not remain for those people. We ask Allah to protect us from that. There was another longer verse that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala mentioned, proving this point. I wasn't able to get it all down. I apologize for that. Tafadhal Shaykhna.
إن التوحيد وعبادة الله تعالى هي حق الله على عباده، حق الله على عباده، كما قال ربنا سبحانه واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا، وكما قال عز وجل وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه بالوالدين إحسانا. وفي الصحيحين من حديث معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال كنت رديف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حمار، فقال يا معاذ أتدري ما حق الله على العباد وما حق العباد على الله؟ قال قلت الله ورسوله أعلم. قال حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا، وحق العباد على الله ألا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا. قلت يا رسول الله أفلا أبشر الناس؟ قال لا، لا تبشرهم فيتكلوا. هذا يبين أن حق الله علينا هو العبادة، إفراده سبحانه بالعبادة. ولهذا يقول الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله لله حق لا يكون لغيره، ولغيره حق، هما حقان، لا تجعلوا الحقين حقا واحدا من غير تمييز ولا فرقان. فحق الله هو العبادة، وعبادة الرحمن غاية ذله، يقول ابن القيم مع ذل عابده هما قطبان. نعم، فهي غاية الذل مع غاية الحب، وهي وعبادة الرحمن غاية حبه مع ذل عابده هما قطبان. يجب علينا أن نقوم بهذا الحق العظيم. وفي حديث عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها على مريم وروح منه والجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل. أيها الإخوة إن التوحيد أمره عظيم، ولهذا من مات على التوحيد وهو غير مشرك وعنده بعض المعاصي والكبائر فإنه وإن عذب في النار فإن مآله الجنة. ومن حسنات التوحيد أن الله يكفر به الخطايا، كما قال الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي: يا ابن آدم لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. وفي الحديث الآخر: لو أن السماوات السبع وعامرهن غيري والأراضين السبع في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة مالت بها لا إله إلا الله. ولهذا من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. الواجب الحذر والخوف من الشرك وإخلاص العبادة لله. نسأل الله تعالى للجميع التوفيق والتسديد، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. حياكم الله.
جزاك الله كل خير شيخ، الله ينفع بكم
في أمان الله.
الله يسلمكم يا شيخ، جزاك الله كل خير.
حياكم وفي أمان الله.
السلام عليكم. Sheikh Rayallahu Ta'ala continued saying that likewise, Tawheed is not only an obligation upon us, it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right over Allah, the right that Allah has over His servants. Allah says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not associate any partners with Him. He says, وَقَلَّا رَبُّكَ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. Your Lord has decreed that you worship nothing and no one other than Him. And in the hadith in the two Sahih, so Bukhari and Muslim, reported by Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said that he was once riding on a donkey behind the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger asked him, O Mu'adh, do you know what is Allah's right over His servants? And what is the servant's right over Allah? Mu'adh said, Allah and His Messenger know better. He said, Allah's right over His servants is that they worship Him and associate no partners with Him. And the right of the servants over Allah is if they fulfill that He not punish them in the hellfire. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, shall I not give people the glad tidings of this? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't inform them, because perhaps then they will become lazy. They will just be lax, saying, we say La ilaha illallah, and be lazy when it comes to doing good deeds to please Allah. It is Allah's right that we worship Him. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said in a poem that he wrote, all of the verses of the poem. The gist of the meaning was that to Allah belongs a right, and to the servants belong a right, and they are two separate rights. So do not mix between them with no proof and no distinction and criteria. Meaning, give Allah His rights and give the people what is due to them, their rights. Said in other verses of poetry that what is meant by worshiping Allah with this sincerity is having an extreme humility towards Allah with an extreme love. This is what is meant by worshiping Allah. And in the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit, the Messenger said, whoever testifies that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah, and that Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, is Allah's servant and His messenger and His word, which He spoke to Maryam,
And that the Jannah is true and the reality, and that the hellfire is true and it's a reality. He will enter Jannah regardless of what deeds he has committed. And so when the person knows Tawheed, when the person lives and dies upon Tawheed, the benefit of this is that eventually he will enter Jannah, even if he's a sinful person. Tawheed wipes away a person's sins. The Sufyan al-Harith, the Messenger of Allah said, where Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Hadith Qudsi, O son of Adam, even if you were to come to me with the world full of sins, I would come to you with a world full of forgiveness, as long as you meet me not associating any partners with me. So this is the virtue of achieving and living by this Tawheed, giving Allah his right to be worshipped with sincerity, and not having any partners associated along with him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who give Allah his due right of being worshipped with sincerity and not associating any partners with him. And Allah knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakatuh.